Sounds True presents The Gospel of Thomas with New York Times bestselling author, professor of religion at Columbia University, and lecturer, Dr. Elaine Pagels.
I'm very happy to be here and share with you the fascination of an archaeological discovery that really is changing the way we understand the early Christian movement. I confess, when I went to graduate school to study the beginning of Christianity, I was thinking that I would find what most people are looking for when they do that. They're looking for a simpler, purer kind of early Christianity. When Jesus wandered around the hills of Galilee and you could sort of listen in, it's what my professor, Krister Stendahl, liked to call play Bible land. And, you know, it was startling to learn, first of all, that there was no Christianity at all the time of Jesus, and that he wasn't a Christian in any sense we'd recognize. But even more startling to realize that my professors had file cabinets full of gospels I'd never heard about. Many of you know that these were found in 1945, unexpectedly in Upper Egypt, a sudden discovery of over 50 early Christian texts, many gospels, including the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Truth, the Gospel of Philip, the Secret Book of John, dozens.